You helped teach me.
Today's program is brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys. For more information, visit heritagefoodsusa.com.
I'm Damon Bolte, host of The Speakeasy. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Welcome back to Roberta's power, Radio.
Power, more power. Power.
What's that? What is that?
Power!
Jack.
That's ultimate power.
Very powerful.
Oh, what do I hear here? A power tool?
Some power tools.
Power saw?
Yeah, band saw.
Jack, I'm going to call you Jackhammer tonight.
Yeah, that's power, baby. We got some power tools in the studio tonight.
Yeah, the Jackhammer.
Saw Lord.
I got a 5.9 on the Richter scale over here.
Oh, I'm feeling
power.
It.
Power.
You guys were late. What happened? We're just so... We're high on our own power right now, really.
Power.
You know, I get so jacked up, you know.
I have power over your voices. Look, watch. I can just shut the mics off. Look at that. Where'd you go? Where is everybody? Where is it?
Jack, honestly, I was shaving.
Actually, yeah, Norm's back again, of course, and he's freshly shaven.
He removed, it's like Samson, he removed the source of his power
very
to
weak.
Prove.
Yeah. Very weak.
To prove he could come back and overcome.
I don't know if you guys knew this, I was born in Nazareth.
Sure.
Interesting.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's upstate, right?
Upstate Israel?
Yeah. Yeah, it's up there somewhere, man. It's somewhere on the map.
Yeah.
It's like the map in here. North.
Yeah. Can we pull up a map, Jack?
Pull the map down. Oh, there it is. It's right there. You're
right
absolutely
there.
Right.
Beautiful map.
Yeah. Okay,
like
cool.
Clear as day.
Yeah, it is.
It's there on the map.
Beautiful. It's a bold font. It's a powerful font.
Hey, first-time listeners, this is Roberta's Radio, and today's show is about...
Power!
Powerfully painful.
And I'm so glad that Benjamin brought up today's subject of power.
Power.
What
was the subject?
Power! Power. It's going to be a powerful show. I feel powerful.
I feel it already.
Yeah, by the power,
are you freaking kidding me?
By the power invested in me from the state of the world, the universe, tonight... I am using that power to promote Brenjamin to snake manager.
I've been really excited about this. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
That's
thank
wonderful.
You.
This snake is wonderful. Manager. He's working really hard.
You know, this is kind of like the public unveiling, but I've been looking forward to this for a long time. There's some big, important new staff member here at Roberta's. We're going to be getting a... adult Burmese python.
There's a lot of snakes on premises already, but
sure, right.
Lots.
But we're getting
that's
sort of
the
like
power of metaphor right there, Norm.
Nice.
Whoa.
We'll be getting a giant snake in, and I've been promoted to snake manager, so I'm going to be in charge, kind of like of the daily administration of the snake. Snakes are complicated animals, so there's
so complicated.
They're beautiful. There's a lot of ins and outs. You know, they're reptiles, so that's different already.
There's a lot of simplicity though. Like their digestive system.
True or false? Does a snake lay eggs?
Yeah. I'm really glad you asked that.
What a trip!
Yeah, because that's a really good opportunity to talk about the snake reproductive cycle. One of my responsibilities as snake manager is going to be correctly gendering the snake that we're going to be getting in the python.
Right.
And that's going to be a new thing for me. I don't want to get into the specifics of it because this is a family show, obviously. I don't want to
You got to see if the snake has a vagina.
Right. Well, here's the thing about snake vagina.
Or.
Yeah. A forked snake. Exactly. Thank you for censoring that part. Yeah. Again, it's a family show. I don't want to get.
What is the technical word for a wiener?
Bone? A hot dog.
Bone zone?
Bone zone?
Bone
yeah.
Zone.
Okay.
Definitely bone zone.
Yeah. Bone yard.
Bone yard.
I'm a psychologist, not a doctor of snake anatomy.
No.
Yeah.
Text,
there we go.
Text therapy, you don't need a lot of contact.
Anatomatopoeia.
I almost said entomology, but that's not.
Anatomatopoeia. That's the study of anatomy, right?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
Let's,
I think so.
Like, oh, boy.
Like,
hey, for new listeners, why don't we go around the horn and introduce everybody here? How about formal introductions?
May I start? May I use my power to start?
Yeah, go for it.
Thank you. My name is Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Hi, Jack.
Eric.
What do you do?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. That's a powerful question.
Yeah.
What does one truly do, you know? Like, I don't know. I do a lot of stuff. I get up in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
I do laundry.
Right.
Sometimes, especially in the summer months, I'm feeling a lot more active. Sometimes I have this problem called seasonal affective disorder. But when the sun's shining, I feel really good. I feel powerful.
I get physical.
You're absolutely right, Brendan.
You get out there.
You're absolutely
right.
Know what I do?
Yeah.
I power lift, baby.
Sure.
Ooh.
That's the body.
Power lift.
Does that mean like picking up like a car or like a huge rock or
something? Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's
and
awesome.
And then you just kind of like giant tires.
Oh, yeah.
From like
flip them over.
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah,
I'd like to see you with a bunch of cinder blocks chained to your belt
running
alongside me on an ATV.
On a dirt road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like
to see that.
I'd actually like to see that too.
You'd like to be that.
That would be a powerful image.
It'd be a power trip.
Let's move on.
Sure.
I'm sorry, I got caught up in my own power for a moment.
Who's next? Next seat.
Power sharing.
Next seat.
Hi, I'm Brenjamin.
Snake manager.
Thank you. New title.
What else do you do outside of managing the snakes?
Well, I'm a bartender too, so my responsibilities are going to overlap in a cool way.
That's a powerful responsibility as a bartender.
Well, what I'm going to be doing, you're going to see a lot of me behind the bar shirtless, and the snake is going to coil around my naked torso, and the snake is going to get the body
around
heat.
Around your carapace.
This is a funny thing. Snakes are endotherms, meaning that the way that they regulate their body temperature, they're cold-blooded, right?
Yeah.
They need the heat. They need that body heat.
Right.
So it's going to be on my body, and I'm going to work so hard, I'm going to bring my power levels up to a point that I can sustain the snake with my body heat. You're going to see. Yeah, it's going to be. If everything goes off right, I think it's going to be a very powerful experience
Brenjamin,
for the people at the bar.
Brenjamin, let me ask you, do you ever feel that perhaps the power of your body will generate so much heat that you could blow the snake up?
What?
You know,
when you microwave a snake.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Well, that was a learning experience too when we were looking into the whole snake.
Oh, that was part of the interview.
That was part of the. Yeah. Yes. I mean,
how can we keep the snake warm? Microwave.
That's not a short. You'd think so. You know, if the universe made sense.
Well,
but
we
it's
made
not
a couple. We made a couple other mistakes.
We made a couple mistakes.
Boiling water.
Yeah.
Doesn't work. Do not boil
too
the snake.
Hot.
Both
work.
Too hot.
Yeah. Too hot for the snake.
Fake plastic rock with the heating element inside. Close second to
that's
the,
about
the
it.
Nude male
there's
body.
Really nothing second to body heat
yeah.
though.
No.
You know,
body
it's simple, it's sustainable, it's really a like it kind of dovetails with what we're doing here anyway. So that's
just
kind
need
of the
a
way
living,
forward
a
with
living
that.
Body.
Brenjamin,
a living
Brenjamin,
being that the snake can leech
Brenjamin,
the warmth.
I got to use the power of interruption to move on to the next guest.
Let's keep it going,
baby.
Let's keep it going.
Who are you? Who are you?
My name is Mike Zorman.
Hey Mike.
Hi. Hey. Hi Jackhammer. Yes. Very powerful sound.
Hey, I'm
tearing up the streets.
What do you do?
Oh, I'm primarily a humorist.
Resident.
Power.
I heard you have a son.
Yes, I do have a son.
Oh, he's a tiny angel.
Tiny angel.
My family's falling on hard times. I don't really want to talk about it right now. So visit my Twitter feed, though, if you want to keep up to date on
and
the,
what
the
is that? Can
story.
You do...
I got a couple other things to plug. My Instagram, my Facebook page, my Facebook wall.
Can you just plug some stuff?
I'm also
a
rock and roll drummer in Eric's band.
Ooh.
Yeah, Eric's band is...
Yeah, they're pretty
drums
good.
Drums are pretty powerful.
Pretty powerful.
Oh, I would like to think so.
Yeah.
How about the heartbeat? The first drum.
The first drum. The most powerful
That's
drum.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Okay.
I would add poet to...
Kind of sounds like
it's
my heart
up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I guess I'm
really
a poet
nice.
Also.
Also a poet.
You don't even
you
know.
I wrote quite a bit of poetry about our Dark Lord last year.
Yeah,
actually.
I remember that. Yeah. That was that was a
powerful
good
stuff.
Yeah.
That was
very
some beautiful
powerful.
Poetry.
Would you call yourself an urban mystic?
I wouldn't go that. Maybe more like a shaman.
Urban shaman. I'm sorry.
That's
urban
I would
shaman.
Call myself.
Shamans are
I actually have called myself that before. many times.
If you're out there, out there in the concrete jungle connecting with your spiritual forebears.
Excuse
you know?
Me. Who's the small child on mic one?
My name's Kristen.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, guys.
What do you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
I don't do a whole lot.
You barely made it to the show today.
I did barely make it.
Came in real hot.
I was going to.
That was a powerful move to show up at the literally the last possible
I thought, 6:59. There was serious talk, Kristen, about firing you tonight.
Yeah, I was going to fire you.
We have a power struggle is what's happening here.
Yeah.
But then you made a power play.
Yeah.
And showed up
at the last minute.
You guys didn't think I was going to come. I even said I probably wasn't going to come.
Yeah. You know, I thought I had the power. I thought I had the power, and then I'm sitting in here at 6:59, and there's no show.
Jack, you think you have the power?
Just
really
when you think
that's
an interesting thing about power, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
So this brings us to our.
It is.
Our,
it
our
is
topic.
Fleeting.
Power is fleeting.
Yes. Yes.
But I want to talk
fleeting.
About
Kristen's fired.
An example of what Kristen
get out!
Did for us tonight was the power play. Okay. And I'm not talking hockey talk. I'm not talking 5-on-4. I'm not talking pull the goalie six on five.
Six men on the ice.
Yeah. Six men on the ice. Pull the goalie. 30 seconds left. You're down by one. Pull the goalie. I'm not talking about that.
Hey, there's
I'm talking
a mouse
about
in our beer. Our yeah, friend's hey, a cop, eh?
Hey. heard that. We won again. Go team.
Go team, guys.
Now, I want to take this conversation to the boardroom. Okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Talk about power. A power play.
You talking about like a lumber yard or like a Home Depot?
Yeah. They got like big plywood boards stacks, everywhere, yeah, man. Stacks them. How many you want? I got 10, 15, 20,000 of them. How many you want?
Two skids.
Yeah, heard that, man. My guy's going to power it up right now.
I'll have my guy with the truck come over later.
Yeah, yeah. Put a hitch on it, man. We'll tow that shit out of here.
3/4-ton truck right there.
Yeah, heard that. Heard that.
I got a Bobcat.
Dual rear wheel.
I got a Bobcat.
Let's talk about some power plays in the boardroom, huh?
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like Kirsten did a perfect example.
She demonstrated her power by disregarding our needs.
Exactly.
So now we're basically sitting here. We're like, well, I don't think we can fire
her.
Yeah,
we were getting like
we were consolidating our power and she disrupted that.
You took our power.
You took our power away from us, really.
Well, that's my biggest power.
You need to stop.
I just have one question. May I have my power back?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Why would I do that?
Yeah, that doesn't really make a lot of sense.
That's a powerful move.
Yeah.
Very powerful
move. I'm a very powerful woman in the
check this out.
A small child.
Sure. What about wearing...
I don't believe that.
What about wearing a bright red tie to a meeting?
Powerful.
Sure.
Power. Yeah, powerful. Definitely powerful.
I like
the
understated power of a blue tie.
What about flames on your sleeves?
Very powerful.
Like a
what
silk
about
flame
wrap
shirt?
Around Oakley blades?
Ooh, speed dealers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about
dealers.
A bleached goatee?
Ooh, that's good too.
What about a classic car?
Classic, like hot rod.
Like
American
ride in
classic?
On a classic?
Muscle
car?
Hot rod.
Yeah.
Muscle.
Like ride in on one.
Muscle cars
to
equals
a
power.
What
power
about,
lifting.
What about, buying a, what about buying a storage locker someone didn't pay the rent on and then reselling all the goods inside for
that's
a profit?
The power
or even just
power
living in there.
Stuff.
Just moving in there and living on a cot by yourself and just being in there all the time. That's powerful, right?
You
just
completely off the grid.
You don't need society's rules. You just go in there.
What about making your own power and living off the grid?
Sure.
That is a wonderful example.
You can mill your own grains.
Grains.
Sure. You can mill your own everything.
You could get a bunch of snakes and collect their eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay.
You could eat their flesh, too. Snake flesh is edible.
Yeah, you could make a belt or like boots out of their skin.
You could make a personalized belt with your name on it. Everyone knows who you are.
You could make a hairbrush out of their teeth, eh?
Yeah. Give him
where did that come from?
You can make
jelly.
A hairbrush.
Excuse me, wait a minute. What was that?
Give him a jelly.
What's wrong there, Jackhammer?
I'm just confused.
Pardon?
Oh, no, it's
I thought I heard something.
Pardon?
It's a reference to a very powerful movie entitled Strange Brew.
Yeah.
Not the movie pick of the week, though.
No. Anybody ever win the Powerball?
Oh, at the end of the show, I'm going to announce Roberta's Radio Powerball numbers.
That's
so
good. Okay.
Stay tuned. Get your tickets in your hand. Don't try to like make them all sweaty and smeary, and then I can't read them when you try to collect.
Not
all
to,
right?
You get excited and you're clutching.
I want everybody to have the power of relaxation tonight.
Just put them down. Don't sweat all over them.
No, put them in your hands.
Seems to make the most powerful ball would be a crystal ball that you could gaze into and see the future with.
The most powerful ball would be a crystal ball that's also a basketball, and you can dunk.
Oh,
so you can not only
alley-oop.
Not only can you see the future, but you can. Slam! You can slam
back
dunk.
Backcourt violation.
Yeah.
You could also dish the rock. Dish the rock, Benjamin.
He's heating up.
Yeah.
He's heating up.
It's got to be the shoes.
Those are real power plays right now.
Those are power plays.
Yeah.
We've got a guest here.
A guest.
Yo,
state your name.
Name!
Alicia.
And what is your power, Alicia?
My superpower?
No, just
your
power.
We're talking about real power. Yeah,
talking about real power, not superpower, just regular
no
play power, time. Power.
No play thing.
What do you got? What do you what? You got nothing. What do you got? Come on, give us power.
I got something. Attitude, Chiffs.
Heard that.
All right, I like
okay,
that.
That's good.
Yeah. Heard that. Yeah. Heard.
Yeah, powerful attitude. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Watch out. Powerful attitude.
That's good. There's a lot of, you know, Kirsten demonstrated to us tonight. There's a lot of power in the attitude. There's a lot of power in sass. There's a lot of power.
One question for our guest here, Alicia. How do you make your attitude powerful?
Well, I use it in such a way that is charismatic and persuades people without them realizing.
Ooh.
That's very,
that's very similar to my power.
It's seductive. It's serpentine, really.
Serpentine. Ooh,
taking it back to another motif.
Yeah, maybe you should manage your career.
Look, I'm going to be looking to expand the snake team if everything goes all right. So here's a power play. Let's talk about that later in private and see if we can build a team around this new snake. This new snake
this
situation.
This is a powerful way of speaking.
It's a powerful way of doing business,
this
of developing.
I'm not
going to
lie. When they told me you were going to be the, when I got an email about you being the new snake manager, I was a little skeptical.
Well, I have a lot to learn. I will be the first to admit that.
You're wowing me already.
I've done my research. You know, gendering the snake's going to be tough, but I think we'll get through it.
I read the snake wiki too, Ben.
Oh, yeah?
There's some good information on that snake wiki. Crowdsourced snake facts. They're complicated creatures, man. Millions of years of evolution.
Snake management.
Just type in snake in WikiHow.
Sounds like a jackhammer.
Hey, I'm working over here. I'm working over here.
Can't help it, sorry.
Hey, maybe we should take a break and then come back, and I've got a video clip we're going to play.
Yeah, here's the music Kristen gave me.
Yeah, Jack, we're back. We got the miter box in here. We're sawing it up, baby. I'm working over here.
He's cutting this one from every angle.
Hey, every
45,
angle.
60, 90, 15,
90
70.
Power angle, dude. power.
I have the power to edit this show before it goes on the website.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you do.
I should hope that you're listening live tonight. And that you have the viewing mechanism at home, which you have the power as a consumer to buy.
They're sold out.
Any
you know
truck
this.
Stop, flea market, garage sale, sidewalk sale, stoop sale. They should have the viewing mechanism.
Basement sale.
Ooh.
Sale in a
What's
sewer.
Down there?
Dungeon sale.
Sale in an old closed down subway station.
Dark box sale.
What's down there?
Yeah, what's
I
that?
Like these.
Who knows what's in there?
What's down
Nobody
there?
Nobody knows.
I'm so intrigued. I got the power of intrigue.
What about when American Apparel has that big sale in the convention center?
Javits. I go there every
Factory
year.
Factory Seconds.
Yeah.
Let's play the clip, Jack.
Yeah, let's get dark. Let's talk about the dark side of power.
Let's play the clip.
If we must.
Yeah! Don't you love it? Studio Life the Hot! Oh yeah! Here we go, right down to the last minute! Oh, don't you love it? Yeah! It's gonna be really good, or I'm gonna act you! I'm gonna send you the chopping block name! Name! 5, 4, 3, 2, take him out!
Michael, hold on.
Oh, Michael, speak!
Reverend, I have a question. It's about violence.
Speak!
Is violence a necessary tool of the future?
Wow, baby. Is violence a necessary tool to your supposed sex life? Answer the question!
Speak
Take him out!
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was a powerful clip.
That was a powerful
Very
clip.
Powerful.
You know what? That reminds me of a classic example of a powerful thing. The power of suggestion.
Ooh. Sure. He had those people in thrall, you know?
Plant a seed in someone's mind.
Plant the seed.
Let it grow.
Hypnotize
them. Let it grow. The power of suggestion.
Yeah.
Now, we have seen throughout history, I believe... correct. Do we have the historical fact checker in the studio?
Well, pull up the historical spreadsheet.
Oh, there it is.
There.
Oh,
okay, cool.
As you can see, it starts with Genesis, really, the serpent.
Computer, Genesis.
Yes. Genesis, the band, no. We're looking for Genesis, the first
God,
book.
Also powerful,
sorry.
Really
sorry,
sorry
Jack
about
Hammer,
that.
We kind of...
I don't think I have that one. Let me see.
Ah.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, that's Genesis.
Okay, here we go. Now let's look at this.
If you have the viewing mechanism at home, you can see we have the
Watch
power
along.
Spreadsheet, suggestions throughout history. Let's start at the top. Benjamin.
You can see the snake coiled
around.
Around the base of the timeline that we're looking at here,
yes,
representing the power of suggestion, the power of hypnosis. You know, you look into that serpentine gaze,
sure,
right, and you're convinced of all kinds of things. We, you know, our guest earlier touched upon this. She talked about using her powers to convince people, et cetera.
The power of refreshing my memory. Who was the? Did we have a guest?
Yeah, we did.
We did. Oh. Remember?
Yeah, we did.
Was that before the break?
The guess. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
It's hard. It's
my
it's,
power of recalling my memory.
Your power
is
of recollection.
Right now. Yeah.
Yeah. You need to flex that. You need to work on that. Let's
I'm sorry.
Get.
I've been working on my muscles a lot, and I'm not working on my.
You know
the
what
muscle between my.
You know
ears.
What the biggest muscle in the body is?
The dong.
That's the brain. Well, second biggest muscle.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe not for you.
It's not at all. I really appreciate you.
The
you know,
power
making light
of belittlement.
That. You know, that's you just took power away from me.
Yeah, well,
yeah. That's and that's you know, that's this, cool. That's what we're talking
about.
This
big old dong needs to soak up a lot of power.
Yeah, it must be nice.
Anyways, we were talking about. You can see on the viewing mechanism we have the power spreadsheet down. Snakes at the base coming up, right?
Coiling upwards,
coiling upwards.
Yep, yes. That's right.
Rising.
Suggestions. Power of
power
suggestion.
Of suggestion. We just heard from Reverend Bruce Howard. A lot of power over the dead-eyed teenagers. And if you guys were looking at the viewing
video, he's just cutting himself now.
Yeah, it's really it's
intense.
Some powerful
For everyone at home with the viewing mechanism, you can see how intense
it's in the little window at the bottom.
Right, and you can see this man, this naked man in
chains. I'll post a link on my Twitter feed after the show if anyone wants to go scoop over
to
Twitter.com/Mike Zorman. There will be a link posted.
Sorry, can't hear you. Can't hear you, Norm. I'm in my miter box.
I'll put up some screen caps on my Instagram also if anyone wants to check that out. Over Instagram.com/Mike Zorman.
Sorry, Mike. A lot of work going on in the studio today.
Yeah, a lot of work, man. We're just building out a new room in here.
Expanding, rising, like the serpent.
Okay.
In the graphic. Keep track of all these graphics and videos.
Snake rising, coiling upwards.
You have the viewing mechanism at home. You can see the spreadsheet. You see the snake. Carry on, Benjamin.
Where were we? We were talking about suggestion. We were talking about Bruce Howard. We were talking about the power of suggestion, how Bruce Howard has this power over these like strange Northwestern teens in this video. And that kind of brings us back to where we were going initially.
Right, this kind of ties it back.
We're going to investigate the cult angle, I believe.
Allow me to ask. What about this? Snakes, a power, a race of snake people that control all the governments of the world.
A miniseries in the 80s called V.
If you connect the dots here, this makes a lot of sense.
Little baby dog.
I see inversely proportionate graph building here on the viewing mechanism. You can see it's happening in real time.
If you look at it, it's forming a delta shape. That's a triangle. It reminds me of what? The pyramids?
Sure. Powerful stuff.
Powerful symbolism. Age old. It's omnipresent.
Computer.
It's everywhere.
Pull up snake face, human face recognition software.
I think we still got a few bugs.
Might have been too much for the computer.
Run snake human face analysis.
We're really pushing.
Jeez, it's really frozen.
Yeah, our processing power. We're pushing it to the edge.
Hey, have you tried?
Wait. One face.
Jack, one face
is formulating out of the static. John F. Kennedy.
Jack, I think there might be a bug in the system.
I feel like it's pretty pixelated, though. I feel like that could be JFK.
Yeah.
I think it's
Jack,
JFK.
It's a young JFK.
Have you tried turning the power off and then back on again?
Oh, that's a good trick, man.
Very good power.
That's going to get that pixelation out of there.
It's
we're
the
in
power
1080p,
cycle.
Right?
Yeah, we're bumping
we're
up.
1080p.
Megabytes per second have to be in the billions right
we're
now, honestly.
2160p, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
There's not enough amperage.
No, this is some extreme.
Turn the
processing.
Power off and turn it back on.
Wait 30 seconds. Key. Yeah.
What about the power?
Hold on. Hey, okay.
Power's back on.
Power's back on now.
The computer seems to be acting a little.
That was weird. We went dark
haywire.
For a second.
Yeah. Dead zone.
Maybe, really
Under Siege 2, dead zone.
Maybe I accidentally tapped into one of the electrical lines when I was building out the back room in the studio here. I should have called before I dug, you know what I'm saying?
Thank all of our listeners and viewers at home for their patience.
The viewers at home are having a better time than the listeners.
I feel like
we're a problem in the studio. The power's all wanky and wonky.
We're overloading the system.
But the hookah lounge.
All right, let's bring it back.
Well, that really takes the ceiling off.
Let's bring it back.
Okay, back to the cult angle.
Yeah, let's talk about the cult.
Power in a cult.
We can move past the snake.
Sure, yeah.
Snake master theory. Yes, the snake symbolism.
Yeah.
What would you like to move to?
I don't know, man. Let's talk
to move somewhere nice.
Jonestown.
Let's talk about Jim Jones.
Waco.
Why not?
Jones,
yeah, let's talk about David Koresh. Let's talk about Svan Ranch. What else you got?
Power Rangers.
Ooh, Power Rangers are a cult.
Power Rangers.
Power Rangers.
Yeah. Very powerful.
Living Color, Cult of Personality.
Ooh, that's a cult. That's a powerful
the
cult.
The cult. The
so
band The
sells,
Cult.
She sells sanctuary down by the seashore.
Oh, that's pretty clever.
Yeah, that's a good
that's
one,
that's the
man.
Power of turning a phrase on its ear.
Yeah, very cool.
Very good.
Hey, Eric,
yeah,
who's the most powerful person in your life?
In my life? Wow, man, you know, I like to think of the phrase, the anagram, YOLO.
Yes.
You only love one, and that is him, Lord Chef.
Jesus Christ.
Lord Chef.
He is also the most powerful man in my life.
Lord Chef?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I mean Jesus Christ.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Lord Chef.
I'm talking about Jesus Christ.
We Chef.
I'm talking about this young child who's pressed up against the booth right now, disregarding.
He's got a wall in his hand.
He's breaking boundaries.
Hey, it says on air. Move
no,
along.
That's cool. He clearly is. He's got someone's wallet, and he is.
It says on air. Move along, boy.
Can we put this up on the viewing mechanism for everybody
at
home?
This is like the Oliver Twist type segment of the show.
I think he's climbing into the furnace.
Now he's climbing into the furnace. Yeah.
Bye bye.
That's cool. That's like a blaze. That's like a blaze of glory.
Yeah. Computer, pull up. Pull up furnace software.
He's holding like a lot of money right now. I don't know if you guys. He has like a 20.
He's putting money into the fire.
The kid is him, Jack. The kid is him. He's here for his PS3 with no cables or no controllers.
He's got 120. He's got 130 now.
This is a good demonstration of power. That's a
he's
child.
Throwing the money.
Nothing
into
but raw potential.
Fire.
Throwing money
like
into
see?
The fire. Disregard.
Two men, mano y mano, combating.
Yeah.
Right now.
Test your might.
Yeah.
Hey, we're working over here.
Hey.
Offensive.
Yeah, hey, hard hats only, Where the safety goggles at?
Hey, Toots.
Yeah.
Very offensive.
Come look at my lunchbox.
It's lunch hour. I got the power to stop this whole thing right now. You ain't paying our guys.
Hey, Toots, I'll drop a rivet on you from up here.
Yeah.
Offensive.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Also offensive.
Like yeah, this. I'm offended.
The power of offensive remarks.
Oh, now this kid found his way to the other side here.
Is he in the booth?
Let him in the studio.
There's four children.
Get him in here.
Oh, no.
They're gone.
There's a bunch of little kids in here now.
They're gone.
There's six, seven, eight kids in here.
You can't control these kids.
Jack, get the power tools out.
What are you going to do with them?
They need to put goggles on, man.
You love them?
I can't love those children.
What are you doing? These kids love them?
Well, you know what? I tell you, if you can't love kids, you gotta love one thing. That's movies.
Oh.
Takes us to our movie pick of the week.
Pick
baby.
Of the week. Okay, here
Powerful
we go.
Powerful suggestion here.
What do we got?
If you haven't seen it, you got to. Run out to your video store. Go now. Request it. Call your guy.
Make it a blockbuster.
Say
night.
That, yeah. Rock over London, man. Mm-hmm. Rock on Chicago. call your guy and tell him nothing else but Quest for Fire. A forgotten gem from like 81, man. Ron Perlman.
I'm doing the thing.
Ron Perlman, we know him as Hellboy.
The patriarch on FX's Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, he's the father of the sons. He's the father of the sons.
Man,
yeah.
That's great.
I just translated from the Latin.
I just got word from our legal team. It looks like we can play the trailer for Quest of Fire.
Oh, yes. Excellent. Let's hear that.
Let's see what we got here.
Public domain. 14 years powerful. Ago,
2001, A Space Odyssey was the astounding epic that aroused a generation, telling them where they might be headed. Now, 20th Century Fox presents a science fantasy adventure that will arouse this generation, telling us where we might have begun.
You can't see it says Quest for Fire.
This is going to be good. There's no talking in this whole movie.
There's
so.
No English language.
I see apes.
Or ape men, maybe?
More like ape men, yeah.
Sci-Fan is a really...
Oh, that's Hellboy. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's Hellboy.
Yeah, just picture him dyed red.
Yeah. Cut off horns on his head.
Cut off?
They don't do movie music like they did, huh?
Was this John Carpenter?
Sounds like it.
It's so good.
Giorgio Moroder.
No.
Not a fast drum beat. Not arpeggiated enough.
I'm thinking of American Jiggle.
Shut up.
That's the power of a strong, persuasive word.
Thank you.
Raising your voice. That's flexing your power.
Oh, I just noticed this article of clothing you're wearing.
You want to talk about that? This article of clothing.
Very powerful.
Moving
on. If you have the viewing mechanism, you can see Benjamin is
Zoom in on Ben's article of clothing.
Benjamin's wearing
Let's look at quadrant four with the shoulder pads.
Yes.
This garment has shoulder pads, which makes me appear broader and more menacing.
Powerful.
So basically, when I approach people, step one is they see my broad profile and they think, this is an alpha
snake
male
manager.
Right here. This is a snake. This is a man who can command serpents.
Command the snake.
He has the power to make the serpent being do what he needs. And I need to project that power. My challenge is going to be doing it without this jacket with the shoulder pads because I need the body heat to warm the snake. It's going to be on my naked torso. That,
oh, man.
The power is within you.
I think you just won the Peabody for being the only man to ever say that wearing a jacket with shoulder pads makes him look more menacing.
Thanks, Dr. Zellman. I appreciate that. We're breaking new ground here every day, every week.
Every week. Every
week. We're raising the bar here. We're becoming more powerful.
That's good radio. You know?
Hey, we're winding down, guys.
All right.
Winding up. I'm winding up, personally. I don't know about you guys, but.
Heard that. If you have the viewing mechanism at home, you can continue watching. If you're on the radio, though, we gotta cut off the radio. Somebody else is like. Clamoring. I think there's a gang of children outside.
Actually,
clamoring.
Jack wants to go home. So.
To get. Well, Jack's going to let the kids run the show. They know what they're doing. He already screened them. They're good. They reserved the time. But I would, as earlier promised, like to read the Roberta's Radio Hour Powerball numbers.
Oh, yes. Sorry, yes.
Time for that.
So take your greasy, grubby hands and pick up. The Powerball receipt that you bought for what? I don't know. What do you get? Like two for a buck? I got a guy who got three for a buck.
I'm paying $7 each for mine.
Well, you got the wrong guy.
You got powerful guy, man.
First you get the money.
Kim's Millennium.
Then you get the power. Then whatever. Okay, to the numbers. First number. Can I get the... Make the machine work, Jack. It's not blowing any balls up in the air.
Cash grab.
Cash grab. Okay, it's working now. All right, first number, 4. Next number, 20. Next number, 6. Next number, 6. Next number, 9. Next number, 6. Next number, the most powerful number, 1. All right, so bring your receipts down next weekend. I'll take a look at them. Maybe you'll collect. Maybe you won't. I got the power. I got the power.
Well, thanks for that, guys. If you enjoyed the show, it's on iTunes. And
if you got a brain in your head, you enjoyed this one.
You're loving it.
If you got a brain in your head, you download on iTunes.
You got even
baby.
One ear and a single brain cell. You're loving this. This is good stuff right here.
If you have an eye, you can watch it on the viewing mechanism.
Peabody, soon to be Peabody Award winning.
Call Ebenezer Peabody.
We're coming for you, Peabody.